Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Cindy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas with our entertainment report, and the Black Panther returns. This is news that came out of the San Diego Comic-Con this weekend, wasn't it, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. So much news out of San Diego Comic-Con this weekend, and we have learned that it's the Avengers world. We just live in it. Number one, new Black Panther is David Johnson. You know him from Alien Romulus, if you watch that show. He'll star in Black Panther 3, due out in 2028. The little scoop is he's not playing King T'Challa, played by the late Chadwick Boseman. He's actually the son of King T'Challa. So that's one of the big Comic-Con little news flashes. Few others. Ryan Gosling joining the MCU as Ghost Rider. Remember, Nick Cage originated that in a few movies years ago. Ryan told the crowd, "This is a character I've always wanted to play for a very long time." And all things are about Dr. Doom, played by Robert Downey Jr. in the upcoming Avengers Doomsday this Christmas. He's a bad guy who tells the Avengers, "You've all lived stolen lives. Now you need to give them back." Ouch, that sounds a little menacing.
A little bit. There's news about the morning show, and they're going to wrap things up, aren't they?
Sad news. I was bummed to hear this. Apple TV just announced that the morning show will conclude with its fifth season in 2027. They're in production right now. Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston went to Instagram last week, both teary-eyed, saying that they will honor these characters. It's been the privilege of their career. And they've got a really good support cast for this new season. Jeff Daniels, Renee Rapp, Jesse Williams, Sean Hayes, who went to ISU, and Lizzie Kaplan. And Reese said this is a show about why newsrooms matter, about freedom of the press and the journalists who cover the Fourth Estate. So it sounds like a good season coming up.
Yeah, that's a good show. What's going on with this rom-com that Andy Samberg is going to do?
You know, can this relationship be saved, Bob? In his new rom-com, 42.6 Years, Andy Samberg plays Ben, a guy who looks to reconnect with his ex-girlfriend, Ruth, played by Florence Pugh when they're young. The only problem is he's frozen for 42.6 years. He wakes up, and his girlfriend now is played by Annette Bening, which is not a bad thing. Come on, Annette Bening is awesome, but she lived her lifetime in his absence, and he wants to get back together. Okay. Do we think it has promise? Do you think they can make it?
Let's see. This is going to be out next year, right?
This is going to be out next year from Focus Films and from Andy, who's got a new production company called Party Over Here Productions.
There's an interesting story about Friends, and it almost was a very different series, wasn't it?
I love these kind of things where they tell you who almost played something. And it was almost a very, very different series. Think about who was popular back then. John Cryer almost played Chandler. Janine Garofalo almost played Monica. That'd be a pretty caustic Monica because they were going to make her darker and edgier. Courtney Cox, of course, was Monica, but she almost played Rachel. And Courtney Cox had a change of heart because she had an option. They said you can play either or. She was so popular back in the day. Matthew Perry was the first choice to play Chandler Bing. But he wasn't available at first. He was doing other things. So they were thinking maybe John Cryer for that, maybe John Favreau for Chandler. John Favreau actually turned it down. And Eric McCormack almost went on to play Ross before David Schwimmer stepped in.
Wow. Well, I think they figured out the right formula eventually. Before we let you go today, Cindy, I have to ask you about a story in the news today about these collectible concession vessels that are tied to major movies. And they're saying now they may make like $100 million for at least one theater chain. They've got a popcorn bucket that replicates the camera used to film The Odyssey that they're selling. And this didn't exist a few years ago, did it?
They will do anything to get people back in the theaters, Bob. So they have these collectibles for almost every big movie. I think, you know, maybe turning the air conditioning up in some of these theaters might work. I saw Spider-Man last night, And oh my God, it was like Spider-Man sauna. But but yeah, so you have collectibles. I was like, please, air. I don't need a popcorn thing with Spider-Man's face on it. Just a little air.
Yeah.
But yeah, they will. I mean, I don't know. Do you think people are really going to run to their cars with all the stuff that they found in a theater?
Well, are they going to pay like all that extra money? You know, what, $20, $50 for a special popcorn bucket? But apparently they do. They are. They're reporting the business is hot. We'll see. Yeah. It's Cindy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob.
It is sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. One more thing about those collectible concession vessels, as they call them, that can sell for as much as $70. And apparently people are buying these things. They've got a bucket that I think costs $50 for the Odyssey with kind of a replica of the IMAX camera used to film it. And when IMAX made the second run of 2,500 buckets available, they sold out in 7 minutes. Between its website and purchases at theaters, IMAX says they sold 30,000 of these buckets. Like, they're not making enough money on the admission for the movie. Now at the concessions, they're getting extra money for these collectible popcorn containers.